This is CliffCentral.com.
Welcome to it. It is the Capital Wrap-Up on a Wednesday, 3 p.m. all the way to 4 p.m. I'm hanging out with my dude, Monty Munati. What's good, Montel?
What up, player?
Are you good, pimp?
I'm chilling. You?
I'm all right, dog. We are going to do things a little bit differently today. We do not have any guests in studio. Instead, Monty and I are going to be discussing a whole lot of shit.
Yeah.
Especially the Grammy award-winning To Pimp a Butterfly, as well as the long-awaited The Life of Pablo.
Yeah, man.
So
the spotlight has been on Kanye the past 2 weeks.
Yeah, that crazy dude, dog. So there's been a lot going on. But do get in touch with us. You can call us on 0861-555-189. You can tweet us at CliffCentral.com, as well as at The Capital Wrap-Up. You can Facebook us, Cliff Central, and also on WeChat, we are Cliff Central. So without further ado, we're going to get straight into the news, right? TLOP, The Life of Pablo, which we will talk about in detail a bit later, it is finally out.
Mm-hmm.
After waiting, yo, dog.
Yeah.
After all the name changes, yeah. After all the bullshit.
Yeah, you and know? It's only on Tidal, right?
Yeah, it's only on Tidal. He says that he's never, ever, ever going to sell it. It's never, ever, ever going to be on iTunes. Apple or iTunes.
Mm.
Yo, man, he's really... You know what the crazy thing about him not selling it, not putting it on iTunes and doing all of that? He was pirated 500,000 times in one day.
I saw 500,000, yeah.
You know, so...
It sucks, but like, he also released it, then didn't release half
a
version. And there was that live bootleg that came out.
And he still says he's going to fix Wolves,
yeah.
So...
Why does he keep doing that?
Man, I think it's so unprofessional.
It is very unprofessional.
And I also think it's the drugs getting to him, man.
You know
I'm convinced Kanye's on drugs, right?
I won't lie, there's no other way to explain his behavior.
Yeah.
But it could also just be attention seeking.
But I mean, Kanye's always been crazy. He's always been a weird dude. But I just think he's a bit extra right now.
Yeah, he's doing too much.
You know, too much, man. But like I say, we will get back into the album. Still speaking on Kanye, though. Kanye made all of his employees working on the Yeezy Season 3 campaign sign a $10 million secrecy contract.
Yep.
Basically, they had to sign a confidentiality, woo, my English, agreement in order to work for him. And they were instructed not to discuss anything they witnessed or heard about all members of the Kardashians, West, and Jenner families.
Yeah. And so, you said how long after the show?
It's either 50 years or 10 years after Kanye dies. So whichever is longer.
10 years after he dies.
Yeah.
Come on.
So he could die today and it'll be at a loss for 10 years.
Yeah.
He could die in 47 years and it'll last for 57 years.
Yeah. I actually know Azola. Azola's sister was actually in the show.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she was.
Like working there?
Like she was one of the models.
Don't joke.
I swear
Siba.
To God. Yeah.
Oh my God, that's so cool. Yo, shout out to my girl Siba. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, she was. That's why I heard about it. She wasn't allowed to speak about anything beforehand or whatever. And did you see the crazy rules that they had for the models?
It was like a long ass list
and it was like yo, crazy stuff, like don't make any sudden movements, but don't do no movements.
Yeah.
Like it was crazy. Like sit down if you're tired, like don't look at the camera, like shut up basically. Like yo, it was like maybe like 50 rules.
I'm actually gonna try to see if I can find those rules before we end the show. Kanye West, Kendrick Lamar cleaned up at the Grammys. He won 5 out of the 11 that he was nominated for.
Crazy.
Phenomenal, man. Shout out to Kendrick. The rap categories were announced prior to the broadcast, which is what I didn't like.
True.
You know, four of the 5 that he won, he didn't even win during
the
broadcast.
The show, yeah.
You know, and I think it's kind of a jab at hip hop. They don't take it as seriously.
Not at all, dude.
You know, so that kind of sucks. He won best rap performance, best rap song, best rap collaboration, as well as the best video with Taylor Swift. And during the actual broadcast, that's when he won the best rap album. And I still think J. Cole should have taken that.
I hear you, but I think the reason he did it or took it because of what it stands for and, you know, the whole message behind it, you know, black consciousness and whatever.
Blah, blah, blah.
Come on, that's real stuff. And then, J. Cole's album was crazy. And because he went platinum without a feature.
Yeah.
And I think it's the first person to do it.
25 years.
Yeah, 25 years.
Yeah.
Is it in rap or in music?
In rap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's a fucking long time.
And you know how features are like a big thing in hip hop, dog.
Yeah, exactly.
So for him to do that, man, I really think J. Cole should have taken that award,
I
man.
I respect him for that.
Moving along, on Grammy night, Kendrick Lamar's label mate J-Rock was in a motorbike accident. He underwent surgery, but he's fine now. He's just got a lot of broken bones. Top Dog, the boss of TDE, tweeted my guy, yeah. J-Rock, just got out of surgery, and he's doing fine. Thanks for all the prayers. People, please stop showing up at the hospital.
Wow. Like, stop showing him love.
That's a real dick thing to say.
I guess, like, there's probably, like, randoms and shit that just want to pop up and be like, I love you, J-Rock.
Get, like, an autograph and shit.
Oh, man. That's so sick.
You in your hospital bed?
That's sick. I found the rules here. Wait, let me just read a few out.
All right, cool.
So it was no whispering, no smiling, no dancing, no singing unless instructed, no eye contact, no acting, no fast movements, no slow movements.
Wow.
No sharp moves.
Wow.
Natural movement. Stay in character. Alternate between attention and ease. No sitting down all at the same time. Do not make the same movement at the same time.
Wow.
If you want to move, you can shift your weight. If you're tired, sit down or lie down. Concentrate. Focus. Don't look at the camera. Do not be casual, but stand up straight. But loosen up, no stiffness.
Wow. So
this guy's crazy.
So are these the rules that Siba had to abide to?
Essentially, yeah.
Wow.
No sexy posing, do not act cool. You are a picture. Like, it's crazy.
That's crazy, man. I'm actually gonna try to see if we can chat to her via Skype next week for the show.
Yeah. Well, you wanna get in trouble?
Yo, man, she signed the contract. I didn't sign nothing, man. It looks like Taylor Swift has fired back at Kanye West. On the new album, there's a song called Famous where Kanye raps, I feel like me and Taylor might still have sex.
Yeah.
Why? I made that bitch famous. I made that bitch famous. So Kanye did go on a Twitter rant and he claimed that he called Taylor, asked for permission. But interesting, a statement was released by Taylor's team and it says, Kanye did not call for approval, but to ask Taylor to release his single Famous on her Twitter account. She declined and cautioned him about releasing a song with such a strong misogynistic message. Taylor was never made aware of the actual lyrics, I made that bitch famous.
And also, did you see her speech at
the
Grammys?
Yeah, I've actually got the speech right here. And it was a bit of a flex as well.
Yeah, it was.
The opening line.
Yeah.
Because she said, as the first woman to win Album of the Year at the Grammys, twice. I want to say to all young women out there, there are going to be people along the way who will try to undercut your success or take credit for your accomplishments or your fame. But if you just focus on the work and you don't let those people sidetrack you, someday when you get where you're going, you'll look around and you will know that it was you. The people who love you, who put you there, and that will give you the greatest feeling in the world.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I think it was definitely a reply.
Yeah.
Because she's saying, like, no, you did not make me famous, essentially. Yeah. And, yeah, man, I agree with her, to be honest. Yeah. Kanye is wilding.
Yeah.
He definitely didn't make her famous. Those country niggas be buying.
Yo, man, Taylor is huge, man. Yeah. Taylor is fucking huge. Paul McCartney was denied entry into a Tiger's Grammy after party.
Wow. Why?
Dog, I don't know, man. I don't know. But that guy is a fucking Beatle, dog.
Exactly. That's
you
I'm
let
like,
him
what?
In, dog.
Why?
That's like bouncing Hugh Masigela at Taboo, being like, nah, fam. Like,
I think the bouncers didn't know who he was.
No, like, no ways. It's impossible. Who does not know Paul McCartney? Who does not know Paul McCartney?
They probably have, like, you know, refugee bouncers just like we do. They're just like, no, my friend.
Wow.
No, your name is not here.
Wow, man, that was so crazy. They interviewed Bow Wow actually later on in the party, and they told him about the incident, and he was shocked. He was like, "Yo, man!" Like, he was just as shocked as I am. Like,
yeah, exactly.
You know, but then he did go on to say that, "Yo, maybe because they know them at that club because they party there often." You know, and
wait, who knows who?
The bouncers, the security, the owners, the management know Bow Wow, know Tiger because you know they're involved right now and they party there often. Whereas Paul McCartney, he was just, you know, at the Grammys.
He was just like,
you know.
Let me see what's happening after the...
And I actually saw the video of him getting bounced. He was fucked up drunk.
Really?
Yeah, it was the funniest shit
so
ever,
maybe
man.
That's why.
Dog, they're you don't...
like, dude, nah, you're actually drunk. Like, nah.
So what? He was drunk, he went to the party with the youngins. I don't see any problem there.
I've seen niggas get bounced here. Dog. Some of my friends been bounced for being too drunk.
Oh man, that's crazy. Bringing it back to SA, Younga has announced his new EP, which is on the way. It's called Touches a Move. There's not much detail out about it right now, but it is on the way. And yeah, man, I'm actually excited to hear it because I feel like every song that I hear that he's on, he keeps getting better and better.
True, he kills the features,
yeah, man.
Out.
So shout out to Younga, man. I'm looking forward to the EP.
So there's
all
no
the best
date.
With that. No dates as yet. Something there is a date on, however, is Ricky Rick dropping his Exodus short film, the Family Values short film on Thursday, tomorrow.
Right, nice.
So, yeah, man, I'm pretty interested to see because I still don't know what it's actually about.
About, yeah.
Yeah, man, so tomorrow make sure you look out.
You know he's dope with the visuals and stuff. So.
Yo, man, I feel like, I know I might get criticized for saying this, but I feel like Ricky's our own Kanye, man. Like, in terms of, no, wait, let me finish, dog. In terms of the creativity
100%.
And in terms of like the forward thinking and just wanting to uplift shit, I don't think he's as crazy and as
yeah.
you know, radical as Kanye. But
I agree with you.
You know,
yeah.
I just see little bits of the good in Kanye.
Yeah,
Ricky. You know?
I agree with the creativity, the forward thinking. Like, nah, 100% agree with you there.
Ricky is definitely the most creative rap artist in South Africa. Can we agree on that?
I agree with you.
Okay,
there.
Cool, sharp. So that's what I was saying when I see the Kanye.
And he I don't know what award show it was. I think it was hip hop, I'm not sure. When he was complaining about how people, they don't dap his videos.
Yeah.
Because I think his videos are dope and he doesn't win awards for them.
And they're expensive.
Yeah. Well, didn't you say he claimed he spent like $2,000 or something on the
On Nafuka?
Nafuka,
yeah. But that was before the blow up.
Oh, okay.
You know, yeah. Blow up Ricky and Nafuka Ricky.
Yeah.
You know,
two different Rickys,
my dude. My E has received the master for his album, and now we wait. I think the album may be called Township Counselor. But I am not sure.
Why would you think that?
Because I saw Tabiso from Cash Time, the label head, Snapchatting something. And I saw the title.
Yeah, I heard some of the tracks. They fire.
Yeah, where'd you hear the tracks, Manzi? Where'd you hear the tracks?
Yeah, fam. I got my connects, fam. I mean, there's a track with AKA. It's fire. Yeah. And yeah, there's another one I heard. It's just him. The two I heard are crazy.
Yeah.
Hey man, let me not get the guy in trouble. Nah, it's cool.
Yeah, but I did hear I did see a picture of him in studio with MT. So I think that may be interesting as well. I don't know if it's on the album, I don't know if it's just a throwaway joint, but yeah, man. Ifani is spearheading a campaign to help VIT students raise funds for school.
I saw that.
It's called the Will You Respond you know, cause. And yeah, man, I think it's a great initiative.
He donated like 50k or something?
He donated 50k, then he challenged Casper. And Casper donated 50k, and then he challenged Major League DJs. Now, the one issue that I do have is the fact that Major League, for whatever reason, said no, they couldn't donate to the, you know, cause. And then Ifani then outed them and said, so who's going to respond because Major League said no?
Wow.
And I don't think that's cool at all, because at the end of the day, we don't know their reasons for not contributing. Maybe they're contributing to other causes.
Yeah.
And so I also think that giving should be a will thing.
Exactly. It's out of my free will.
You know what I mean?
Do it. And yeah, calling them out is not cool. And I personally don't like the fact that the beginning, challenging people in the beginning.
Yeah.
Because what if I just can't do it?
Yeah.
So... yeah, man, it's not cool.
It's not cool at all, man. Nadia Nakai has a major announcement. Just make sure you watch her and Club 808 on Friday. So,
wait, is she making this announcement on Club 808?
Yeah, on Friday.
Album, song,
music? Just Nadia Nakai's got an announcement on the way. Gigi LeMayne has dropped a mixtape called Ground Zero. I actually downloaded the mixtape this morning. I haven't had a chance to listen to it today, but we will be talking to her about it next week. She will be on the show. So
.com released the track today.
Yeah, is it today?
Yeah.
Isn't it tomorrow?
I saw a download link.
Okay, cool. My bad.
Crap, I forgot what it was called. But I do like .com. I will be downloading it.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
DJ Speedster and DJ Capital also dropped singles, actually, last week, Friday.
Yeah.
DJ Capital dropped this awesome song called Hell of a Life featuring Reason and AB Crazy. It's bananas. It's crazy. You should really check that song out. My dude DJ Speedster also dropped a single featuring Boosie and Kid X called Celebration.
Wait, did he drop it as a single now?
Yeah. It's on the mixtape, which is already out, but now he's dropped the video for it.
And the video.
He's dropped the single. And yeah, man, it's an interesting time for SA Hip Hop. Speaking of SA Hip Hop, we're about to get into some music before we just open up this entire platform for debates on the life of Pablo and To Pimp a Butterfly. We're going to get into DJ Slim featuring MT, Younger, Tejo, Casper Your Fest, Panda, more.
Rockstar DJ! Ladies and gentlemen, it is time to win! It's time to Panda more! My name is DJ Slim, and I'm the Rockstar DJ! Let's get it!
Kufana, I've been here before, been begging for it, been back and forth with the crowd that's important. I've been at the bottom before Siba Gordy, before Sidney Shorty.
This is CliffCentral.com.
That was DJ Slim featuring MT, Younger, Tejo, and Casper Your Vest with Panamore. I saw a tweet from Chi Chi, and she says, it's a fire joint. Shout out to Chi Chi listening in all the way from India. And she says, Tejo's fire on the hook.
Yo, Tejo's fire on the hook, Chi Chi. I'm just saying, yo.
Yo, I'm about to put Chi Chi on blast right now. Homeboy Tejo actually wrote a song about Chi-Chi on his Since 1990 EP. So I think I'm going to play out the show with that song. It's a dope song. It's a dope song.
Shout out to Tejo.
All right. So we did say we are going to discuss the Kendrick Lamar award-winning album To Pimp a Butterfly.
Yes.
And what we're going to do is we're going to discuss the rap categories of the
the nominee, awards,
and say whether or not we think he deserved to win. All right, we're gonna start with the best rap performance. The nominated artists and songs were J. Cole with Apparently, Drake with Back to Back, Askies McMill, Fetty Wap with Trap Queen, Kendrick Lamar with All Right, and Nicki Minaj featuring Drake Nicki Minaj featuring Drake and Lil Wayne, Truffle Butter, and Kanye West with All Day. Now, for me, in terms of performance, I would have gone with All Day.
I was about to say that as well.
Right?
Kanye as well. I agree.
The way he broke that song at the Brit Awards when he came out, everybody in all black, and the way it just broke the internet afterwards. I mean, that would be my best rap performance.
Yeah, definitely. And I don't know. I think it was you who played it last year at Genesis.
It was crazy.
The crowd went crazy. I just feel it's a better all-round song for the people, like for the masses.
Yeah.
But once again, as long as you're appealing to like some a story, a movement, like I said, black consciousness.
Yeah.
Chances are you'll get the upper hand.
So, question: do you think that Kendrick got a lot of nominations that maybe he shouldn't have gotten, or he won some awards that he shouldn't have won because of his project and it being so pro black consciousness?
I think so, and a lot of it because of last year, of what happened last year
in America.
That too, and at the Grammys last year, him not winning and stuff. So it was kind of like an overcompensation, like, shit, we gotta make him win this time, like, you know what I mean? So maybe too many awards, but I think it's a combination of those things.
Damn, man.
So a lot of the stuff that's happening in America, you know, if you talk about it in your songs or whatever, you're gonna get attention. I was depending who you are. Kendrick's big already, so people actually listen. And man, that's what I think anyway.
Damn, what a shame, man. Yo, you just discredited the Grammys, dude. Alright, cool. We're gonna move on to the best rap and song collaboration, right? The nominees were Big Sean featuring Kanye West and John Legend, One Man Can Change the World, Common and John Legend with Glory, Jidenna featuring Roman G and Arthur for Classic Man, Kendrick Lamar featuring Bilal, Anna Wise and Thundercat for These Walls, Nicki Minaj featuring Drake, Lil Wayne and Chris Brown for Only. Which would be your favorite collaboration of those? Which did you think should have won?
I'm not going to say which one I think I should have won. I'm going to say what my favorite one was. Just classic, man. I'm a classic, man.
Yo, I don't know about that winning, B.
Dog, you know, like, I thought that song.
Yeah.
And then, yo, in the club, boy, I'm a classic, man. That's my favorite one of those.
Is it because it's your favorite song, you love it the most, but you don't necessarily think it's the most musical, it's the better song of all of them?
Yeah. No. Yeah,
you just
right,
like it because
right,
you can turn
right
up to it.
No, but it's actually a nice song. You don't like it?
No, I do like it. Of course I like it, you know?
Yeah.
But I just don't think... I don't know.
So which
like,
one do you think should have won?
Man, one man can change the world. Big Sean, Cayenne, John Legend.
Yeah, same. They could have won that one.
Like, that song is literally just the piano and raps. Raps and obviously just the piano and vocals.
Yeah.
Like, and it's so... Yo, it's so... It's beautiful.
Yeah,
dog.
It's
like,
a dope song. It's deep
you know?
And shit.
You know what I mean? Like... I don't know, man. I don't know. I sound like a Kendrick hater right now. That's exactly what I sound like.
I'll be honest with you. Yeah. I'm not 100%. I'm not a Kendrick fan. Like 100%.
You're not
I
a Kendrick
really
fan.
Let me put it this way. The first time I really started to enjoy him was when he came in. I went to the show, and he put on a show. I was like, yo, this guy, he's dope.
Oh man.
But in terms of,
you know, I feel like maybe we're the two worst people to have this conversation because I only started being a fan when the first album dropped.
Oh, so not you know, even.
I listened. I listened to the mixtapes, but I thought they were overhyped.
You
know,
so?
But I do think the first album was a classic, hands down.
It was dope. It was dope.
You know,
do you know that which song was it? There's that. It's the one with Dre, boy, the recipe.
Yeah.
Ooh, and then there's another one that had a Busta remix. I forgot. But anyway, those are my two favorite Kendrick songs. But I'm not I'm not a huge Kendrick fan. I'm not even gonna lie.
Wow, okay. Moving along to the best rap song. Kanye West was nominated, All Day. Kendrick Lamar, All Right. Drake for Energy. Common and John Legend for Glory. And Fetty Wap for Trap Queen.
Sorry, which category was this?
Best rap song. For me personally, I think there was no mistake.
Yeah, I was about to say.
I think Kendrick All Right was, in terms of when you talk about rap.
Best rap song.
Come on, it's not even a discussion. Yeah. All right, cool. So are we agreeing on that one?
Agreeing on that one.
All right, cool. Swag. The best rap album. Nominated was J. Cole, 2014, Forest Hills Drive, Dr. Dre, Compton. Drake, if you're reading this, it's too late. Kendrick Lamar, To Pimp a Butterfly. Nicki Minaj, The Pink Print.
It was definitely between J. Cole and Kendrick.
It was J. Cole. Like, it was J. Cole.
But, dog, I'm telling you, as soon as you start talking conscious shit, you're going to win. I promise
you. Okay, but, man.
But for me, personally, it's J. Cole. But I understand why Kendrick would have won.
Damn, man. I don't understand, man. I'm actually angry at
it's
this.
It's
like,
a
I'm
message. You know how people always talk about how rap there's no message. People just talk about bullshit.
So J. Cole had no message.
He did, but it wasn't like a overall message for everyone. He'd be talking about like his own life and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Mm. Not like a black consciousness movement. I can rap about my life, how hard my life was, but. Yeah. Doesn't necessarily appeal to everyone, you know what I mean?
Man, I think in terms of, you know, rap albums, I think obviously for me, J. Cole had the best one. But I think all of these albums had something, you know, well, a lot of them had something interesting. Like Dre Compton, even though I didn't think it won, I thought something that was really awesome about it is when he mixed the album, he mixed it analog, which is like the old school way of mixing music. And
the production was crazy.
The quality, man, is like...
Crazy, crazy. The quality was amazing.
Yeah, so like there's different factors like that. But yeah, man, for me, it was... I feel like J. Cole was robbed, man.
Oh,
wait. Yeah. And the final hip-hop category... the final category that Kendrick won, rather, was the best music video. He won that with Taylor Swift for Bad Blood.
Mm-hmm.
Also in that category were A$AP Rocky for LSD, The Dead Weather for I Feel Love, Kendrick Lamar for All Right, and Pharrell for Freedom. So he had two nominations in that category. He won alongside Taylor Swift. So
yo, I don't wanna lie, dog.
Yeah,
I ain't seen some of them. I don't.
I ain't gonna lie, I ain't seen them in some of these videos either. But yo, man, yeah,
it sounds like he should have won.
Why? Because Taylor Swift kicks ass like that.
Yeah,
yo, Taylor Swift kicks ass, man. But yeah, man, we are still hanging out on the Capital Wrap Up. Do send us your tweets at CliffCentralCom at the Capital Wrap Up. Do Facebook us. Do WeChat with us on Cliff Central. And you can call us as well on 0861-555-189. Because I felt like J. Cole should have won, I'm going to fucking play a J. Cole song. And you guys actually can't do any fucking thing about it.
Cole. This is CliffCentral.com. This is CliffCentral.com.
Welcome back to the Capital Wrap Up. You're still hanging with us. It is 20 minutes till 4 p.m. So, yeah, man, we're still going to be here for a bit of a while.
Yeah.
And as promised, we're going to speak about the second big album that's been making the rounds. The Life of Pablo by Kanye West.
Yeah, man.
A.K.A. Swish. A.K.A. Waves. A.K.A. So Help Me God. These are all the names that it was supposed to be called before it was named The Life of Pablo.
To be honest, you know what I think, actually?
Yeah.
In my heart of hearts.
Yeah.
I think Kanye has fallen off musically.
Whoa.
One.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Let me tell you why.
That's a big call.
No, no. Album's dope. I like it.
Okay, but let's hear why.
I definitely think it could be doper, but one, because he's like focusing on so many other things right now.
Yeah,
he's got the clothing, he's got the sneaks, he's got his wife, kids. Like, he's trying to do so much.
Yeah,
and I personally don't believe he's focusing too much on the music. Like, if you listen to the album,
yeah,
there's a lot of stuff that sounds like he was like fucking around. Like, he was, it came out dope, but it, like, he's not respecting us. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, he just thinks he's Kanye. We're gonna love everything he does, you know.
But you just said you love the album.
No, I said it's a nice album.
You didn't say you like the album.
I do, but I'm saying
okay,
it could be dope. But that's what I'm trying to say.
Oh,
it
man,
it definitely could be dope for me. When he did My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy or whatever,
yeah,
that was beautiful. That was, you could see he put effort into that shit. Now he's just like tweeting, he's just dropping a link. Like, then he put like a whole movie/trailer for the album.
Yeah,
like, you know what I mean?
Like,
he put effort. Now he's just like, if you listen to 30 Hours, which is one of my favorite, funny enough, but he's chopping like in the track. Like, he, well, I don't know if it's, what do you call it?
It's a shout out track.
I know, but I don't know if it's, if he planned it. But you know, there's a part where he answers his phone and he's you know what I mean? Like, if that's real, then come on, dog.
You're saying, why is your phone ringing in the studio?
And then he's just speaking, like, come on. Respect this a bit, man.
Yo, but I think
he's just adding that to the song. Cap, it's like you guys are just chopping in studio and then you added that to the track. Like, yo, dog, I was so drunk last night. And you just.
But he kind of did the same thing on College Dropout.
I know on the last call.
Yeah,
no, like, but then he actually, it sounded like it was planned. Like, he was,
I mean, of
talking
course
about
it was
his
planned,
life, and there was no like, ah, oh, shit, yo, shut the door quickly, you interrupting Stu. You know what I mean? Like,
yo, man, I just think a lot of people tend to forget that Kanye has been crazy since we've known Kanye, and now because he's a superstar, now people are like, yo, why is Kanye like, yo, Kanye's always been like this. Maybe like he's a bit extra nowadays, but he's always been fucking crazy, man. But I do get what you're saying. He does have a lot going on. I like the album. I do agree it could be better. But as much as I like the album, I was saying to you off air that I haven't picked a favorite song yet. Like, you know, like I'm still listening to it. I'm still digesting the album, you know. But yo, there's a lot of dope songs on this, man.
Yeah, there's songs where, aren't there like, yeah, there's other versions of them. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he wants to redo. Like, what do you mean you want to redo it? The album's out. There was a time when he was releasing, I don't know which song, I forgot which songs, when he was like, nah, I don't like the sound of that. Delete that one.
No more parties in LA.
No more parties.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean? Like, come on, dog.
Man, you know, the more we speak about this, the more that I think you may be right.
He's very lax. Like, he's just like, I'm going to tweet it. I'm going to tell him to delete it. It's cool. I'm Kanye. They'll delete it and I'll and I'll delete a new, I mean put a new link up.
Damn. So the music is coming second.
I feel.
Shit. I'm just happy that this album is better than Yeezus, because Yeezus was garbage.
Yeah, yeah. Only a few people like it, like, you know.
Yeezus was trash.
Charles likes it because, you know,
Chuck Taylor, Yeezus is trash. Wow.
Yeah, it was trash in my opinion. Yeah, but this one, Life of Pablo, did you find out the reason why he called it The Life of Pablo?
I just think he was high watching Narcos and he was like, yo, I like this motherfucker.
He said, apparently, there's two Pablos. There's the drug guy, obviously.
Pablo Escobar.
Escobar and someone else, I forgot. You know, Chuck Taylor put me on, I forgot what he said.
Yeah, Chuck Taylor know everything.
So now, if you're changing the name of the album four times,
yeah,
is there really a direction to your album then? I mean, it means you just put tracks on and then just said, I'm gonna name it something cool. Because I mean, a lot of people come up with a name and go in that direction. That's how the album's gonna go. You know what I mean? So if you, a week before, you can change it to like something completely different, it means you're just like making songs. Like,
well, I guess yeah, I don't know. I was about to talk some shit.
And not everybody does it. Like,
yeah.
You know, you can't just name your album something cool. But
you expected more from Kanye.
Yeah.
You feel like Kanye is washed down.
Yeah.
Yo. So if you were to compare this to any other Kanye album, what would you compare it to?
Yeah. I compare it to Dark Twisted Fantasy. Not on how good it is, but I mean, the artistic type of sound.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Okay, we have a message that came in here from Wanted Nguna, and he's like, finally caught you niggas online. Damn, I've been catching podcasts since, and I like the show. # Mzansi Hip Hop. So shout out to Wanted Nguna.
Shout out, fam.
I thought that would be a question of sorts.
Yo, fam, ask us some questions, yo.
I'm actually going to get into a song that I kind of like from this album. I don't know if it's one of my favorite songs as yet, but I really dig this fucking song, man. This is a song that got Kanye into trouble. This is called Famous, and this features Rihanna.
Man, I can understand how it might be kind of hard to love a girl like me. I don't blame you much for wanting to be free. I just wanted you to know.
This is CliffCentral.com.
I've loved you better than your own candy. From the very start, I don't blame you much for wanting to be free. I just wanted you to know.
Keeping it real on CliffCentral.com.
That was Famous, Kanye West featuring Rihanna and Swizz Beatz. Yo, man, I'm just glad that Swizzy's back on the production.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, I think he's one of the greatest.
Definitely, definitely.
You know?
Yeah, so I just wanted to add on to what I was saying about him focusing on other things other than the music.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure everybody saw his rants on Twitter.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just going to read some of the tweets out.
Okay.
He was talking about his debt, telling us he's $53 million in debt. Mm. I mean, so what is that from? It's obviously not from music.
Yeah.
Obviously from the clothes and, you know, renting out MSG.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if Adidas pays for it or what, but, you know, there's a whole lot of why is he in $53 million debt and telling us? Then he's talking about asking Mark Zuckerberg to invest in him, give him $1 billion. He's asking Mark Zuckerberg to invest in him on Twitter,
on a fucking platform he competes with.
I mean, what do you even mean? Come on, dog. Like, and is this for real? Like, I'm pretty sure he could like email him. Like, he can get his number from somewhere.
Yeah.
Is he thinking like it's gonna get so much attention? And that I'm pretty sure Mark Zuckerberg has seen it now. But like the disrespect to even do it on Twitter.
Yeah.
Not even Facebook or whatever.
Mark Zuckerberg probably laughed it off.
Yeah. And he's talking about investing in his ideas. What ideas are these? It's obviously not music ideas. So that's what I'm saying. He's focused a lot on other things.
And but look, man, Kanye has openly said that he wants to change the world. So, you know.
What ceremony was it? I think it was MTV when he said what he wants to be president.
I think it was the BETs, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, he wants to run for president in 2020.
2020. and that's how he's going to go about changing the world. There was a flowchart that he had put out in one of the tweets about his plan for like everything, like social development. Yeah. And yo, man, I think that was quite interesting.
Yeah. How many musicians have transitioned from being musician or entertainer to, I guess, politician?
A couple.
Like?
Arnold Schwarzenegger comes to mind. Well, not musician, but Arnold. Entertainer.
Yeah, yeah, Arnold did it.
Donald Trump, even though he was an entrepreneur, he was kind of in the public eye. So, maybe.
Arnold, that nigga white, yo. It's easier for white, like, America's majority white people. And,
yeah.
And he wasn't into rap, which is, you know, frowned upon a little bit. But I'm not saying he can't do it. I wish him all the best.
Yeah.
And I'd actually love to see that, a rapper becoming a
president,
politician. Even if he's not president, he becomes something, you know.
I remember there was a time when P. Diddy said he would run for president.
I think I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, and he didn't run shit but the New York Marathon.
True. I think Diddy would be... I think I'd prefer him over Kanye, though, as president.
Yeah.
What else did he tweet? He was talking about... Fuck. Oh, why did he say it was Mark Zuckerberg's birthday? And it wasn't.
Yeah, because it wasn't.
No.
Oh, my God.
Someone tweeted, like, they showed, like, no, dude. Mark Zuckerberg's birthday is, like... I think it was like May or something.
Wow.
What else? Yeah, then he tweeted the flowchart. And yeah, man, he's talking about he needs help. Who does he need help from exactly?
Man, I don't know about Kanye, man. I'm tired of thinking, because that guy, like, at the end of the day, you'll never know what's going on in his head. Mm. I'm sure his wife don't even know what's going on in his head.
True.
You know, so Kanye will always be Kanye. And yeah, man.
We're not going to change it. Also, yeah, don't stress too much about it, man.
You think he's stressed?
No, I'm saying we shouldn't stress too much about it. I mean, obviously it's entertainment. It's fun, like, talking about it, tweeting about it, whatever, memes and all that shit. But, like, at the end of the day, yo, he's cool wherever he is. He's, like, you know, he's going to continue living his life. He's going to continue being crazy.
I remember there was actually one of the tweets that I'd seen, and he was like, yo, man, let me just elaborate, like, I'm still rich personally. I can buy my family furs and houses.
Yeah.
I just meant some shit like that.
Yeah, it was so personal debt. I don't know.
So I don't know if maybe his companies are in debt or...
Maybe.
You know, I didn't get the whole debt thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, we are going to wrap up a little bit early today. And yeah, as promised, we're going to play that song, man.
Yo, Chi-Chi.
Yo, what up, Chi-Chi? Shout out to Chi-Chi, man. She's always listening in. Shout out to you, girl. And this is nothing to be embarrassed about. This is
actually a dope song.
Banger of a fucking song, man. So for everybody who doesn't know the song, this is Tiro from Family Tree with a number called 23. And yeah, he's basically trying to get into my friend's pants.
This is CliffCentral.com.